I want to focus on what we said yes to. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud or voter suppression. We said yes to diversity. We said yes to inclusion. We said yes to pluralism. We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics in this country over the course of so many years.
Hey, welcome to Recall Not Working Day. Okay. Well, what you know in California right now, if you travel around the state, right, and it doesn't matter where you are, about six to seven people out of 10 have lost their mind. That's, you know, this show is heard here in Fresno County, of course, AM 1400 in Visalia, Tulare, 1360 KFIV in Modesto. And we don't have all the vote tallies yet, but those areas I just named, Fresno County, 50.1% yes on the recall, 49.8% no on the recall. Tulare County, 58 yes, 41 no. Kings County, 62 yes, 37 no. Kern County, 58 yes, 41 no. Madera County, 58 yes, 41 no. Mariposa, 59 yes, 40 no. San Joaquin County, where Modesto is, 55 no, 44 yes. Ah, you get a little closer to the Bay Area, you get a little more of that influence, right? Inyo County, surprising, 50% yes, 49%. Or 50% yes, 49% no. So when you see the map of the red and the blue, it looks like California has so much sanity in it. Looks like a red conservative state, but we know where the populations are in those blue counties, as we've seen. But at least we live in the sanest part of this crazy state. So if you go around the state of California, out of all 10 people you see, 6.3 are going to be insane in the membrane to continue to want this. I mean, why would you continue to want what we have going on right now? I guess there's 63% of Californians haven't had enough of crime. 63% of Californians, I guess they haven't had enough brownouts. Maybe it has to get to where the power's completely out. I don't know. We do have some water shortages. So maybe a lot of those 63% have no idea that that food that's on their table comes from this valley where their grocery store. Maybe they'll realize when there's no water left due to people like Newsom that they won't have food on their table. 63% of Californians haven't had enough of prices going out the ceiling, correct? But they can afford it, maybe? Is that where they're at right now? I don't know. 63% of Californians haven't had enough of insane and the membrane environmentalism, which all ties into the water shortages and the power shortages and the anti-science lockdowns. Oh, you get ready. Phone the neighbors and wake the kids. There's going to be plenty more on the way right now. And if you vote to keep him, you deserve the same old as we've seen right now. He's going to remain in office, defeating the effort to recall him. You know, we got to respect people, right? Now, I did edit the first part of this and the last part of this little montage I'm going to play you. He didn't say it in the same breath, but I edited it together to show the hypocrisy here, right? You got to be respected, man. You got to respect people. We got to come together and then listen to and go ahead and attack all those percentages of yes votes on the recall up and down this valley, listen to him attack.
And I just wonder, you know, I've got four young kids. Oldest about to turn 12 this weekend. And what they're growing up to. You know, in a world where we're so divided, these kids increasingly fearful, isolated, disconnected. And we're teaching them that. And it doesn't have to be that way. But one thing that's universal, everybody wants to be respected. To disregard this false separateness. I said this many, many times on the campaign trail. You know, we may have defeated Trump, but Trumpism is not dead in this country. The big lie, January 6th insurrection, all the voting suppression efforts that are happening all across this country, what's happening, the assault on fundamental rights, constitutionally protected rights of women and girls.
Yeah, that's real respectful of people that have different views of you. So he'll be respectful of people that agree with him, right? Yeah, that's the way it rolls. We know how it rolls. Back in July, the polls show that he was in some trouble, right? And then what did he do? He started spending a lot of money, didn't he? Started mailing money, actually, to voters, didn't he? Started doing game shows, didn't he? Then he got like $83 million to demonize Larry Elder with the Trump derangement syndrome aspect of it. But I guess one good thing happened from this recall. Well, there are some good things that happened from this recall, but I guess Newsom now has to realize that we have a transient panhandling problem in California. I mean, he was our governor for 2 years. He didn't do anything about it. He did state it's unacceptable for homeless to be living on the streets. Well, okay, now you have to do something about it, right? Thank you. Thank you, Governor, but we all already knew that, right? I got here early this morning. I got up early. I wanted to come catch up on everything that had happened and pull up in the parking lot. It's getting normal in California. You got to wait it out. I had to wait. I didn't know if it was their last high of the night or whether the transient panhandlers with their grocery cart looked like the Walking Dead through the parking lot. You know, is it the first high of the morning? Is it the last high of the night? So you sit and you wait and let them walk through. Then you get out and go into work. We know about that. But see, Newsom doesn't have to live with that. Pelosi doesn't have to live with that. Correct? Correct. We know what they have done. Instead of putting laws that would stop attracting the crime and the homelessness and the panhandling and the drug orgies going on the side of the freeways, they come from other states. You see the homeless. They have cell phones. You know what they can do? They can text people. I bet you there's chat rooms for the transient panhandlers. Come to California, man. The weather's about not to be hot. It's going to be perfect right here in the valley for quite a few months. Come and live, all right? So what do? They throw money at the problem. We've thrown $22 trillion at poverty over since the Great Society that Johnson in the late 60s launched, right? What we probably could have done instead of putting that $22 trillion, if we'd actually factored that out over the generations, we probably just could have supported everyone at a smaller rate, right? We're spending billions of dollars at the state and local level. And I guess Newsom, I don't know, what's he going to do? Did he give any answers during this recall when he was out campaigning what he's going to do to solve this problem? No, he didn't. He did not at all. And I'll tell you, it's going to be shocking if this guy that shut down our state economy not once, not twice, three times a governor on more than one occasion, right? We're going to have another lockdown. Do you feel it? Do you sense it coming? Or if it's not a full-on lockdown, a real increase in requirements on businesses, because he's no longer. He doesn't have the chains of the recall, right? He didn't have to worry about somebody poking his hornet's nest and it falling in. He didn't have to worry about the exterminator. He's free to roam. Look what happened the day following the Newsom's recall win. Mandatory vaccines announced in LA County. So that will be the next thing. That will be the next thing that we see. And we already know about all our power issues, all our fire issues. We got a new fire going on right now. That's why the smoke is here in the valley again. And you know what? I don't even know if most Californians, do we even know? Does Newsom even know what our backup plan for electricity is going to be when we all go green right here, when the sun goes down? What if there's fires and it's covered up and we don't have the sun and the wind does not blow? You know what we do? We have to buy our electricity from states surrounding us. There was a European country that switched to wind and solar, and it got real cloudy for a long time, and now they had to turn on coal power plants again, just like we're having to do here in California again. Well, we do know right here, and there's still a lot of ballots to be counted. There's nothing that's going to change the outcome. That'd be almost statistically impossible at this point. But to repeat, as we went off the air last night, Fresno County was voting no on the recalls. It stands today 50.1% or yes on the recall, 49.8% no on the recall. What is your feeling? What is your call? I think Agent Squires and I, we just kind of looked at each other and we agreed it's kind of a numb feeling.
I want to focus on what we said yes to. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud or voter suppression. We said yes to diversity. We said yes to inclusion. We said yes to pluralism. We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans.
You see him on Fox News. Steve Hilton is his name. The bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about the ramifications of this failed recall. And your calls, 559-230-4242.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
He's on Fox News, also California rebel-based podcast host, Steve
Hilton.
Must
end this uncivil war. The pits red against blue. Rural versus urban. Conservative versus liberal.
Well, Biden is not ending our uncivil war, but reviving it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Mr. Hilton coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
Economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice.
What about our crime?
Values where California's
homeless,
made
crime.
So much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercised their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics in this country over the course of so many years.
All up and down this valley, all up and down this state, when you see the red and the blue from overhead, you would go like, wow, that's a really sane-minded, it looks like a Republican state. The majority of the state is covered red, but the population centers of blue put it into Newsom, 63%. Now, what's the difference between 63% and 53%, right? If he'd only gotten 53, a lot. He feels like he's got a mandate now. We'll see what that mandate actually is. But we know right here, most said yes to this recall. And there's proof that there's really enough of us in this valley to make a difference when it comes to electing sane-minded people to run our cities, to run our counties, to run our schools. Do you see? We go, well, we live in California and we have Republican values, and maybe you're a Democrat that agrees maybe fiscally as a Republican, and you do want the schools to succeed, right? So doesn't this show that there's the majority of us here all up and down this valley? Let that pump you up. We're not in the minority in this valley. So that means, yes, we can control our cities, our counties, our schools. We just had a pop quiz on sanity, and the liberal big cities of this state, they got an F-. And I know that almost half of the people here in Fresno are insane. Insane if they actually want more of this, right? I mean, reality alert, reality alert. Do you understand the gravy train's going to come to an end? Newsom's not going to keep sending out that thing that you used to call a paycheck every 2 weeks? That you used to what? Work for? Yeah, you're actually, you're going to have to leave your house and obtain one of these 11 million job openings in America. There's no more free money coming to you. To the best that I know, who knows? Who knows? Maybe he'll keep the free money pumping all the way to 2022, right? No, there's no way that he can. Deep Blue California stayed true to the blue. 63%, man. Larry Elder saying, quote, "We may have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war. We ran a good, hard, strong campaign." Well, he got some experience at it, and there was a little, obviously, he would have been the second choice by the voting that happened now, but we can just, you know what, it's really hard to find the silver lining today, other than we live in the sanest part of a crazy state. It's like saying, hey, I live in the safest place of the most violent part of America. We live in the sanest place of the loony bin of this state, because there's more people in this state that want more crime. They want crime to rise. They want homelessness to rise. They want the cost of living to rise. They want more businesses to leave. They want more people to leave. They want the housing costs to go up. They want more people getting in U-Haul and fleeing this once free state. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. And I flash back to what Stephen Frank, California Political News and View, said last time we talked on the show. He said if Newsom wins, he says, mark my words, we will see an exodus of businesses right after the holiday season. If we even have one, because I think the lockdown will be coming. Oh, yeah. He's probably been sitting back just waiting, just like foaming at the mouth to do it, right? I mean, nobody was close to Elder in that second vote. Not Faulkner, not Cox, not Kylie. But we do know here, following one day after, I read, mandatory vaccines announced in LA County. Proof of vaccination for mandatory for indoor establishments and outdoor events featuring hundreds of people. The order will require proof of vaccination or a negative test for outdoor mega events, including Dodger, Ram, Charger games. It's what their county public health director told their board of supervisors, already going on right now. So just wait till, you know, concerts are going to be announcing themselves, right? If you have a concert here in Fresno, right out the chute, before you can even sell a ticket, factor in the fact that the majority of people in this county are not vaccinated. So cut out half the population. And you know, when they sit down and do these tours around America, they're just not going willy-nilly, throwing a dart at the map. They look at population centers. Is there enough to draw? They look at demographics. They look at the demographics for the artist. So when you hear concerts and stuff, any event, any sporting, as you just hear right here, they're going to do in L.A. County. So mandatory vaccinations announced in L.A. County, and they did it the day right after. But let's just remember Newsom's words that we got to be respectful, because people just want to be respected, right? It doesn't matter if you disagree with me. That's what Newsom was saying. You just got to respect people. We can't keep doing this this fighting amongst us, as he said, and then listen to him turn and go on across everybody that voted yes on the recall that he knows are Republicans, and then he attacks. So what it is, you got to be respectful only of those you agree with, right there, Governor Face Mask Gagin?
And I just wonder, you know, I've got four young kids. Oldest about to turn 12 this weekend. And what they're growing up to. You know, in a world where we're so divided, these kids increasingly fearful, isolated, disconnected. And we're teaching them that. And it doesn't have to be that way. But one thing that's universal, everybody wants to be respected. To disregard this false separateness. I said this many, many times on the campaign trail. You know, we may have defeated Trump, but Trumpism is not dead in this country. The big lie, January 6th insurrection, all the voting suppression efforts that are happening all across this country, what's happening, the assault on fundamental rights, constitutionally protected rights of women and girls.
Oh, you go, Gavin. Fox News and California Rebel Base podcast host Steve Hilton. He's going to be on the show next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Must end this uncivil war. The pits red against blue. Rural versus urban. Or rural versus urban.
Come on.
Conservative versus liberal.
Well, Biden is not ending our uncivil war, but reviving it.
He is reviving it. Who just said that? Well, he's Fox News and California Rebel-based podcast host, Mr. Steve Hilton. I see him all the time on the TV. Honored to speak with you, sir. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you. God, it's unbearable. It's hard to listen to Biden, isn't it? I mean, we have to put it on the air to point out how ridiculous he is. But it's tough to listen to.
Well, Steve, we love what we do, and I'm not complaining about my job, but when they hear it on your show or my show, it's maybe the first time they've heard it. It's probably the fifth or sixth time we've heard it that day preparing for the show. I am so done with Newsom's voice in my head. I'm so done with Biden's voice in my head, but I guess we'll have to keep on putting up with it. That's what we have to do. Now, Steve, you're obviously, by your accent, you're not from Atlanta. Where were you born? How'd you get involved in politics?
So I was born in the UK, in London. My parents are Hungarian. So I like to say I'm an immigrant twice over. My parents fled communism in Hungary back in the days of the communist regime there. And I was lucky enough to be born in England. And now I'm here in America as an immigrant. We moved here in 2012. But the big news is that yesterday in the recall, it was my first vote as an American citizen. I got my citizenship a couple of months ago, so I was very excited to cast my vote yesterday in the recall.
Obviously, so you're obviously in our state. What city are you living in, Steve?
We live in the Bay Area, so we've been here since 2012.
So you're really behind enemy lines. At least here in the Central Valley, if you look at the map of red and blue from the recall, yeah. I mean, it looks like it's a sane-minded state. You're really behind enemy lines. Well, congratulations. Oh, his first vote as an American. That's, you know, Steve, yeah. I had a Brazilian girlfriend who got her citizenship, and it made me feel like I was never, it made me realize I've never been excited about being American because I've always had it. When she got it, man, that excitement, I went, whoa.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. It was a few months ago that we actually, I had the ceremony, but I still feel excited about it. And yesterday was a really special day. Obviously, didn't quite go our way in terms of the result, but I was very proud to vote yes on recalling this appalling governor. By the way, I know the Central Valley well. I love traveling around the state. I certainly don't sit here in the bubble in the Bay Area. So we go all over the state, the northern part of the state, Central Valley, up into the foothills and the Sierras, love camping and seeing the all of the state, not just the coasts.
And it is a vast, beautiful state. It really is, and it's worth saving. So many people fought hard. Steve, what do you think the ramifications of the failed recall will be?
Well, look, I think that clearly it's not the result that we wanted, and I don't want to pretend that it's good news, but the thing that we can all take for it, I believe, is the incredible energy that exploded as a result of this recall, the fact that you had so many people stepping up and volunteering and speaking out and holding Newsom to account and starting to focus on what he's actually done and the other Democrats in charge, the legislature, just the appalling record of the Democrat one-party rule, the way they're destroying small businesses and schools and the way they're mismanaging everything from homelessness to the wildfires, you name it. We know the list, right? The good thing about the recall is that all came into focus for so many people. Obviously, the Newsom people tried to completely distract from that. They didn't want to talk about his record at all. It was all this demonization of Larry Elder and trying to make it a national election. But the movement that came together, I think, to get this recall on the ballot is here to stay. And it was a step forward, I think, to the day when we overturn this appalling one-party rule. Because you can't treat people like this. You can't deliver such bad outcomes for people's daily lives and lie about it and you can't be as corrupt as they are with all the money that goes into their campaigns from the government unions and that they hand out in return, the luxury pensions and all the other favors. You can't keep going like that without having some kind of accountability at the end. And I think we will get rid of them in the end. And I do think that this recall was a step in that direction.
Well, that's a half glass, glass half full way to look at it. And it kind of reflects what I was saying a few minutes ago, that when we look up and down this Central Valley, whether it's Fresno County, Tulare, Kings, Kern County, that the majority voted for the recall here. So it shows us that there's enough people in this valley to make a difference when it comes to our elections in our cities and our counties and our schools, that sanity does rule.
Exactly right. And also, and it was, you also saw, you know, a strong visible presence for the recall throughout the state. I mean, not obviously the votes were very much in Newsom's favor in places like the Bay Area and Los Angeles, but you saw on the streets people protesting, and that's a new thing. I think that the way that people felt empowered to come out and speak up and speak out against this governor and against the disaster of the Democrat one-party rule is really exciting, and I think it's just going to get better from here. And it's not just people. Of course, you're right that there are certain parts of the state where the opposition and the resistance is strongest, and we've got to build on that. But there's an open-mindedness now to change everywhere. This wasn't the moment. It didn't happen as we wanted it to. But, you know, there's so many other opportunities. If you look at the other recalls that are going on, it's given people the kind of confidence that they can challenge these Democrats. You're seeing it in San Francisco. There's a school board there, the ridiculous school board that was focused during the pandemic on renaming schools instead of reopening them. They're being recalled. Down in L.A., you've got the appalling district attorney, George Gascon. There's a recall effort underway to get rid of him. You know, people have had enough of it. And I just think that energy that's been unleashed, that's going to stay. And that's actually one of the reasons I started my podcast, California Rebel Base. It's totally focused on California. And we want to be the home for everyone who wants change. So we had those people on who are just this week who are leading the George Gascon recall. And anyone who is just sick and tired of the way the state has been mismanaged from Sacramento by these Democrats, and also at the local level by Democrats, you know, we want to be their home, and we're going to be fighting for change. I know a lot of people are leaving, and they've had enough, and they've gone to Texas or Florida or just next door to Utah or Nevada or wherever it may be. But, you know, we're staying here to fight because it's a beautiful state. I absolutely love it here. And just imagine how much better it could be if we got rid of these terrible policies.
And you're right with that energy that's exploding. You're talking about the recalls. We have one here for our school board trustees. I just went to a dinner Saturday night where 50 foot soldiers, parents, people that didn't even have kids in school were fired up. And you mentioned Gascon. We have a very strong district attorney here, Steve, named Lisa Smidkamp, who's teamed up with the Sacramento County DA, Emery Schubert, who's running for attorney general. But there are some DAs fighting back against these DAs that just don't care that criminals are walking in our neighborhoods. So good to see. You're right. It did give people some confidence, and it is so easy to get discouraged, right? I mean, I woke up numb, and I'll tell you, I'm still numb, even though I'm saying that there's still some hope here. But it really wasn't the gut punch of the 2020 election, but it still was a gut punch, because I really did think there were enough people after, you know, 546 days that were tired of this. But I guess, you know, getting a check in the mail, you're going to kind of like that person that's sending you that money, right?
Well, exactly. And remember, they had so much, not just the money they sent to people, the money they spent on the campaign with those ridiculous ads, you know, that they were pushing out all over the place. They had so much more money than any of the candidates on the other side. And partly that's the rules. That meant that Newsom could raise unlimited amounts of money from the big donors. And you had Zuckerberg and the big tech elite and Hollywood and all the rest of it giving him money. You have the government unions shoveling cash into his pockets, which he then gives them the favors in exchange. So we know how that corruption works. You know, they had so much more money. And the lesson is, you just got to keep fighting. I just think that there's no question that if the recall election had actually been about the substance, the policies, the outcomes that people are experiencing, the real life of Californians, he would have been recalled. But with all that money And of course, with the media on his side, they were able to make this whole thing about, they didn't talk about the issues at all. They wanted to make it about Larry Elder and Trump and whatever, anything other than what it was supposed to be about, which is his record of mismanagement. So they succeeded in that this time, but they can't hang on forever.
No, and he's going to have to perform now. And you mentioned they turned it into a national campaign. My guest is Steve Hilton, Fox News, and the new California Rebel-based podcast he's launching. He's going to have to perform, Steve, and they did turn it into a national campaign. I played all the, all the Trump analogies and can't turn California into Trump land out here. But you have mentioned the distractions that they are doing here.
Must end this uncivil war. The pits red against blue, rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal.
Well, Biden is not ending our uncivil war, but reviving it.
You know what? You're one of just a few I can count on one hand who really brings it. You bring it. You challenge people. Biden is distracting. Explain, Steve.
Well, look, the thing that I've always really, really found contemptible about Biden, and I would apply the same kind of analysis to Kamala Harris as well, and Gavin Newsom, but particularly Harris and Biden. I've always had complete contempt for these machine politicians, these career politicians, because with both of those, with Biden and with Harris, all they care about is their own position. He doesn't have any principles, he doesn't have anything he believes in, doesn't have any integrity. Throughout his long career, his entire life has been in politics. All he's done is do and say whatever will get him power in the moment. And that's why you can find him on both sides of every argument, pretty much, because he doesn't care, he doesn't believe anything. He'll just say whatever is necessary. That's why he's so weak. That's why it's such a disaster when you have a real crisis such as Afghanistan. He has no bedrock of beliefs to fall back on. That's why it's so easy for him to be pushed around by the woke left. I mean, now you see Biden just being the front man for this far left extremist agenda after, throughout the election campaign, telling us he was a moderate and a centrist. That's a total fraud on the electorate. So I have nothing but contempt for him. Harris is no better. And I just think that we have to say that clearly. We can't play their game and go along with it and just accept the fraud that they're trying to perpetrate. We have to call it out and say this is not what you were elected to do, and you're clearly out of your depth, completely messed up Afghanistan in a shameful way that's humiliated the country and the presidency. I mean, that's why I've argued on my show, obviously he's not going to resign. He should resign. If he had any honor or decency, Biden would have resigned already. That's not going to happen. Clearly the 25th Amendment is appropriate for Biden because he's incapable. You have to listen to one of his appalling press conferences that he can't do the job physically or mentally. None of that's going to happen because the people around him aren't going to invoke the 25th Amendment because they love this setup. They love the fact they have this weak puppet that they can push around. And therefore, I've argued very strongly that we have to make sure that we win back the House in 2022 and then impeach Biden for what he's done, because it's just you can't carry out that kind of fraud on the electorate in terms of how he ran for office and the kind of disaster that he's inflicted on the country and America's authority and standing in the world without some kind of specific accountability. I mean, and all he does is trying to distract from that. That's why last week he stood up there after saying that he was going to end this uncivil war, and to use his language. And what did he do? He just picked a fight over the pandemic. He knows that what he announced isn't going to make the slightest difference to actually controlling the pandemic or reducing hospitalizations or whatever he claimed. It was all about the politics to try and distract from his failure in Afghanistan and the fraud that he's been the front man for in terms of pushing this far-left extremist agenda. And we shouldn't fall for it.
But I need you, the American people, I need you.
He needs us. He needs us. I couldn't believe, Steve, when he got done with Newsom out here campaigning, when he said this, one of the last things he said before he left the stage, I wanted to hurl.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
May God protect our troops. We have American hostages. Imagine if there was a parking garage in Detroit and somebody took hostages for weeks. It would be still be on the news. I can't believe that our Republican leadership is not crying out loud every day over this. It's just shocking what's happened. Listen, Steve, I know you'll be talking about this and a whole lot more on your California Rebel Base podcast. Where can folks pick you up at, man?
So you can subscribe at Apple or Spotify, YouTube. There's also a website where you can find all the past episodes. It's CaliforniaRebelBase.com. It's for every rebel in the state who's sick of this misrule by the Democrats and wants to change and to bring about the California Revolution. That's what we all want to see.
Well, you were the perfect guy to talk to today, Steve Hilton. I tell you, there's a lot of rebels in this valley, and I can't wait to go check it out. We'll talk again very soon, sir. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Steve Hilton, Fox News, California Rebel Base Podcast. Check it out. Hey, we got California sheriffs refusing to enforce the vaccine mandate. I'll tell you where that's coming from next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Fresno State Bulldogs 2-1 on the year, going down to take on UCLA in the Rose Bowl Saturday night, I think around 7-ish. It's going to be a night game. Carry it all right here. Fox Sports 1340, or you can get it on the iHeartRadio app as well. We're the home to Fresno State Sports, 1130 in the South Valley, as you can listen as well. And UCLA, big, good team this year, looking like Fresno State is. So that would be quite an upset and probably give a lot of gumption for the umption for the rest of the year, would you say? We do have some California sheriffs, one in particular, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. He said he will not, again, will not enforce any vaccine mandates on employees of his department. He said the government has no authority to mandate his employees' health choices. So I'm sure he jumped over the Riverside County Board of Supervisors on that. Have to see, hear what happens, see if our Board of Supervisors will, well, do we really think they're going to stand up here? Nah. Here's what the sheriff in Riverside County said. Over the past couple of weeks, the idea of forced vaccination has caused much concern across the entire country. I will not enforce the vaccine mandate on Sheriff's Department employees. The government has no ability and no authority to mandate your health choices, he said. As your sheriff, I have an obligation to guard your liberty and freedom. He is an elected. Of course, sheriffs are elected. And he's been very vocal during this on the government's involvement, restricting people to their, you know, to their homes during the lockdowns. And there will be, I'm saying there'll be another lockdown. That's what I'm seeing coming in California. There's no reason for the Hornet to not come out and strike with his power again, right? It'll be coming. The sheriff down there in Riverside County said they will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's order. You go. He slammed the state's liberal governor as hypocritical, citing the controversial photos of Newsom at the swanky, swanky French Laundry as well. In 2022, you know what would be really good? To see a sheriff actually stand up and run for governor based on crime. You know, you can't put out the stories of, well, he was drunk with his girlfriend and he pulled the gun out. And, you know, sheriffs have impeccable records. You can't go back and, you know, they wouldn't be in the position if that. I'm just thinking out loud here, 2022, I guess I am thinking, because he's not going to perform. You know he's not going to perform. He had 2 years to perform and he did not perform. The Big Apple is awake. Oh, yeah, they're chanting words I wouldn't even say on the radio, but anyhow, they're protesting the mandatory vaccine and vaccine passports. You know vaccine passports are coming. We're just a few weeks behind New York, and we have treason from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Miley, he should be in jail or at least a polygraph test right now. We'll talk about it next.